Welcome on in, ESPNWestPalm.com. Brian Rowitz with you. And the man we're going to talk to now is a familiar name for professional wrestling fans. He's making his way to West Palm Beach, but it's not to wrestle. Instead, it's to meet you fans and perform on the music stage. Jeff Hardy joining us now, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Respectable Street on Clematis, a meet and greet, a musical performance, $25 gets you all of that. Go to leopresents.com to get your ticket to see Jeff Hardy on Clematis Friday night at 7. Jeff, you're known for your wrestling, but how does the wrestling world compare now to the music world as you take on this adventure?
Made me feel so like intense, you know. I was like, wow, there's something to this. And just the overall feeling of alternative rock just really changed my life. And now, and I've always like wrote poetry and journaled and stuff like that, but a lot of that poetry has became songs. And now, especially with life, the ups and downs of life I've been through, you know, I write about a lot of that stuff. And the majority of my stuff is, you know, it's about the, you know, developing your soul to move on to something, you know, powerful and beautiful on the other side after this human life. So that's where I find my peace, man, just knowing there's something else if I deserve it.
How does the world of music compare to your professional wrestling world?
It's kind of this, well, it's not really the same. I mean, but you're kind of telling a story just like you are in a match, you know, when you're singing a song, especially original music, something you kind of came up with. And then psychology and wrestling is all unique and different. You know, there's not just one way, there's so many different ways. And one thing I learned early on when I started recording and actually singing in front of people, my producer in Nashville, he said, man, that, yeah, there's no limits in music. You can say or you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about, and it's fine, you know, especially when people, it's the universal language that we all, you know, understand from every country on planet Earth. And I was just drawn to it immediately when I started really hearing original music from my guys in Ohio that would just send me tracks. Hey, do you hear anything when you hear this instrumental? And so it's like I'm translating what the music is telling me. And so that's what kind of made me fall in love with it all.
Brian Rhodes here with Jeff Hardy in advance of Friday night 7, Respectable Street on Clematis. It'll meet and greet. And you can head to leopresents.com to purchase tickets. You look back in your wrestling career, nearly 30 years now. How crazy is that for you to say, wow, I've been doing this for that long at such a high level?
It's extremely surreal. You know, I don't understand it. I never will. But, you know, if I would have been in the WWE for all those 30 years or whatever, I mean, I probably wouldn't be here as healthy as I am. Just, you know, I've been in and out over the years and other companies on the indies, you know, where it all kind of started. But yeah, I've just been very lucky, man, and blessed. I mean, a lot of faith and hope and just, man, staying healthy now more than ever. Like 43 years into this life has been huge. You know, I used to never stretch before matches, but now I go through a whole ritual with all my favorite like yoga poses and stuff. Like I'm talking like an hour's worth of stuff when I have a match, you know, on Monday Night Raw. So, I'm super intense. It's a form of meditation as well. You know, you're just alone at peace with yourself. But yeah, I'm just very blessed. I'll never understand it, but, and I can't put a number on how much longer I'll do it, but man, I'm just doing it one day at a time.
How are things different now for you? You and your brother are always going to be tied together. The fact that you two are going separate paths and working for different companies.
It's really cool. You know, Matt's in AEW, and before the pandemic hit, you know, the crowds were just incredibly on fire, you know, and it's so exciting watching their, you know, they're very different than WWE. You know, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but they're, I think, more open-minded. WWE's kind of set in their ways, and it's changed many times, like, over the years, especially since the Attitude Era. It's way different, you know, and thank God we don't hit each other in the head with chairs anymore, because I worry about that. When I try not to future trip too much, but it's a lot safer now, but you can still get hurt at any moment. But for me to be where I am in WWE now and for Matt to be in the other wrestling world, I mean, it's so cool we can go our separate ways and still be successful.
Brian Rhodes here with Jeff Hardy, leopresents.com. $25 gets you a meet and greet and a concert with Jeff Hardy Friday night, 7 o'clock, Respectable Street on Clematis. How important is it for you to include that meet and greet and to interact with fans that have followed you for so long now?
It's everything, man. That's one thing I've always stayed true to. Like anytime I meet a fan at a hotel or airport, you know, they're just another human with, and I'm another human with a different job, you know, so I'm not better than them. You know, I'm not above them because I'm on TV. And I think that's really paved the way for me as far as my success and my longevity. Speaking of longevity, there's a song on my new album called Human Forms. It's about longevity, about this little girl that was sick and died from cancer at like age 3. And now my dad's going through a real hard time, and he's 87. He's lived a long, he's had a lot of longevity, you know, but some people aren't that lucky and aren't that blessed. So yeah, it's just incredible, man, that I'm doing what I'm doing now.
When you look at wrestling, how much pride do you take in seeing some of the younger generation that come up and say, hey, this is the guy. Jeff Hardy's the guy I idolize. You hear a lot of AEW talent talk about a guy like Darby Allin say, oh, yeah, he reminds me of Jeff Hardy. But what's that feeling like for you? Like, oh, wow, I influenced this guy on the way up.
Yes, it's totally, oh, my God, I'm so honored for people to say that, especially a guy like Darby Allin. You know, I've never met him, but when I watch him on AEW, I'm going, wow, he is a lot like me. And he's actually like a, I think, a real life stunt man. And I've always kind of said jokingly, like, I don't even think I know how to wrestle. I think I'm just a stunt man, you know, when it comes to this stuff, because I'm more about the moments and the highlights instead of the storytelling, just those big extreme moments. It has, is my career has been like based around that.
Brian Rhodes here with Jeff Hardy. Last few things. Friday night, 7 o'clock on Clematis Street. You can meet and greet with Jeff and hear his musical performance. Just $25 gets you all of that. When you look back on your wrestling career, what's the one moment that still sticks out? You say, wow, I can't believe I was a part of this.
It's amazing you said that. I was on the way to Raleigh-Durham Airport today, and my wife had called and said, we got more action figures from Mattel, you know, because it's so cool. Every time I paint my face, I'm thinking, oh, this could be on an action figure, especially if it's one that I'm really, like, in love with. I'm like, wow, yeah, I did that. I had this image in my head, and I brought it to life. The figures they got today was me and The Undertaker from my first world title shot against The Man, the Dead Man. And it was a ladder match, you know, my claim to fame. And still to this day, a lot of people, they say, man, that's one of my favorite matches of all time. Man, that was such a good story. You kept getting up, and that makes me want to keep getting up from whatever beats me down. That pair of action figures got to my house today, and I'm just so blessed to be a part of that.
How different has this past year been for you without the full arenas, without fans to really give you that energy you need every night?
It's been very strange. I mean, I'm very used to it now, but the first night we did a show in Orlando in the Thunderdome, it was me against AJ Styles, and I won the Intercontinental Championship for the fifth time, I think. And they said, yeah, you're going to be five-time Intercontinental Champion. And I was like, what, really? I've had that many times, but... And jokingly again, I was like, man, yeah, I told AJ, I said, man, I had the weirdest dream last night, man. We had this killer match, but it was in front of like 2,000 people watching us through Zoom on these weird screens, like a virtual crowd. And that's what it felt like, because it was it's silent out there. There's sound effects and all that, but it's just not the same. So people are longing, man, to get back out and do stuff. So that's what's cool about these music shows. There's a little, you can see how eager people are to get out and experience stuff again, especially, man, I couldn't imagine going to see Sting or somebody else that was one of my favorite wrestlers singing songs, you know. So I hope I make people extremely happy in West Palm Beach this Friday.
Finally, on the wrestling front, is there still anything on your list? Say, okay, this is something I want to accomplish. Like you said, you've done so much on the biggest of stages, on the indies. What is still on that list to accomplish for you?
I said I'd like to win the Royal Rumble, but most likely that's never going to happen. I think the one thing more than anything, I would like to be the world champion again or the universal champion again, just for a little bit, even if it's for, you know, flashback to when CM Punk, I was like the champion for, I don't know, maybe a minute, and then he cashed in his Money in the Bank. So just one more time, I'd like to do that, and it'll make it all worthwhile.
Friday night, 7 o'clock, Respectable Street on Clematis. $25 get you meet and greet and a concert. What should fans expect that show up Friday night on Clematis to see Jeff Hardy?
I need some cool, like, unique, original music, like, stories from my heart. And what's so cool about these gigs that we're doing, like, four of these songs I wrote straight out of rehab. It's public knowledge and, you know, record that I went to rehab after my second DUI, which is, like, so crazy. But everything has been so good for me the last year, man. But these four songs mean the world to me, and for people to hear those, especially people that know them and say, oh yeah, I like that song, it just means everything to me. And I'm getting better, I'm evolving. The more I do it, the more I get out in front of people and sing, I mean, the better I get, just like anything else, you know. I gotta keep picking up that guitar, and my ultimate goal in the music world is to perform one song, just me and the guitar, because I'm still a ways away from that now. But thank God I got a great guitar player that is amazing. He can play anything, any genre or whatever, and he allows me to, he gives me instrumentals to write to, and accepts my strangeness, and I'm so strange and out there, and so I'm just so blessed to have him in my life and to give me this stuff to express myself just like I do out there in that ring. This is with words instead of movement.
How much, when you're meeting fans, do they talk about how you've inspired them from that journey, from the stuff you've overcome and where they've sort of been along those same paths?
Oh, it's incredible, man. Just, and I think that's what's so special about my platform. I can help somebody and I may never meet them, you know, just seeing me through that TV screen and hearing my story and giving them hope, you know, that they can do the same thing that I've overcome. And it's just, it's no joke, man. You got to stay true to whatever you feel you need to do to live a long, happy, and healthy life. Because, you know, like I said about that longevity song, man, some of us just aren't, I mean, we don't have that chance, you know, and luckily somehow, some way I'm here. So yeah, it means the world to me when somebody says, man, you really helped me, or that song really helped me. I mean, it brings a tear to my eye for sure. And I can't wait to experience that over the next few days.
Friday night, 7 o'clock, Respectable Street on Clematis, leopresents.com. Go get your tickets now. Jeff, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you, man. I got some real cool shirts with my artwork on it too. So they'll be available at the shows, man. I can't wait.